Support for NPR Business News comes from Microsoft. Your potential inspires us to create software that helps you reach it. Microsoft, your potential, our passion.
This Thanksgiving, you'll probably eat a turkey that's quite different from the ones people ate 100 years ago. Since the 1950s, various breeds of turkeys that used to run around family farms have been replaced by a faster-growing type that's good for factory farming. As NPR's Chris Arnold reports, more farmers are rediscovering these older breeds, breeds that had all but disappeared.
For the past few years, Ned Jocelyn, a fireman who keeps a small family farm in Scituate, Rhode Island, has been raising so-called heritage or farm breed turkeys. Most that he has here are Narragansetts, a breed that dates back to the 1600s.
They're a fun bird, you know, they're a colorful bird. Noisy bird, not too noisy. You know, they like to talk, but they don't keep you up like roosters do early in the morning.
For most of his life, Jocelyn raised the modern so-called broad-breasted white breed of turkey. It's the super fast-growing kind with much more breast meat that just about all farmers raise. Jocelyn would raise about 25 birds to sell to local customers and friends.
Call them up and say, "Oh, your bird's ready," and they'd say, "Okay, what do I owe you?" And I said, "Well, she's 43 pounds. And I say, 43 pounds? I don't want a 43-pound bird. And I'd end up stuck with maybe a half a dozen birds that were so big that you had to take a sawzall and cut them in half and cook them sideways in the oven. And geez, nobody wants that for Thanksgiving.
Jocelyn says the giant white birds would just squat next to the feeder on their stubby legs, looking dirty and unnatural. But now, he says, these older heritage breeds of birds fit right in on his little farm. He's recently run them through his orchard to eat all the fallen apples. And that's the kind of thing farmers would use them for in the old days.
Yeah, they love to clean up fruit. They'll clean up the bugs, and a farmer that might have, you know, 10 or 15 acres of peas, and he'd run the birds out in the field, and they would weed for them, and they would pick up all the grasshoppers.
Jocelyn thinks all that running around eating apples and grasshoppers adds to the flavor of the bird, and in just the past few years, more small farmers have started raising heritage turkeys. This year, they'll sell upwards of 20,000 for Thanksgiving dinners. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.